I don't need to listen to you, nigga. I could drop out and let Uncle Jesse teach me. It's like, what?
It's bullshit.
I would have called that like, hey, nigga, no, no.
To another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. As always, my name is Joshua Chapman, aka Slim Balor, aka Baby Giannis, aka Mr. Take Your Girl in Front Your Face. I'm here with my co-host, first Jesse Pink,
yo,
aka Dolomite P, aka Baby Samoa Joe, aka Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Next is Kobe Price.
What up?
Aka the homie Kobe, aka Mr. The Price is Right, aka Kobe, and last but certainly not least, Derek Small.
What's up, guys?
AKA D Smalls, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to Drape for everything behind the scenes and for the intro music. We appreciate you, sir. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Well, I'm feeling scuba strong today. What you talking about?
Shout out to the homie Scuba. Go stream a Space to Breathe. Go do that.
I got my breath.
Yeah, go watch that too. But yeah, Kobe, Derek, how y'all doing?
Smooth, man. Real smooth. Everything is, I don't know, things have just been weird. It's weird because of this Roni still running rapid.
Man.
It's out here, but same time we're coming up, I mean, it's the holiday, so.
Wear y'all masks.
Kobe, I don't know why, but when you said Roni, that sounded so Italian. I don't know why. I thought of a pasta when you said that, Gene.
I read my Roni.
I was like, damn, that's how good with some parmesan.
My mother, she slaved over the kitchen stove for this Roni for you, and you don't even take a bite?
Son of a bitch.
How fucking dare you?
Man, no, I've been straight. Just been chilling, like Kobe said, like trying to dodge the Rona. So, you know. Wear y'all damn masks. Stop being stupid. Wear y'all damn masks.
Stop going to the club and posting that shit online, bro. We don't want to see that. This is a Thanksgiving-themed episode. We're going to try to keep this short and sweet for you guys so you can hopefully appreciate whatever family that you guys are around. If you did make that decision to go and be around your family, I respect it because it's not an easy decision to make. It's something that has to be carefully thought out, and it has to be, you have to have a certain level of comfort with it. I just hope that everyone that is around their family in that sort of setting is safe this holiday season, that no one comes down with anything like that, that you are able to have that quality time and family time with your loved one. So, On that note.
And before Josh continues, and if you're around your family, don't be afraid to, you know, throw us on the Alexa, put us on some speakers. Maybe when you're waiting for the food to cook, because your mom, grandma, dad, granddad said it'd be ready in 20 minutes. 20 minutes turn into an hour somehow, and you're all just starving, waiting to get food, but you can't go nowhere because all the restaurants are closed. Just turn us on. Let us keep you keep your mind busy.
This is gonna keep you more entertained than the Lions game or the Cowboys game,
like, or your drunk uncle going on some kind of rant.
This is even
drunk uncle rants be having nuggets in there, bro. I don't know.
That might actually be fun, like given what's going on. It's like, well, you know, the government started COVID. It's like, okay, all right.
Well. When that happens, then that's when you roll. That's when you roll.
Whenever your family tries to ask you about if you have a significant other, just turn us on as a distraction. You know what I'm saying?
Or like if you bring in your friend the same sex and they ask me if you gay, just watch the Cowboys game. Just watch the Cowboys game.
Not even play us.
Just watch the Cowboys game. Dude.
Hey, if you're coming back off that walk with your older cousins, go ahead and turn us on while you're sitting there waiting, you know?
Make sure we're not too loud. Make sure we're not too loud, guys. No, don't worry.
That's a bar.
But no, on someone who, I don't forget who said this, who just said this. I think Josh, you said it about the whole the rants that the drunk oaks go on this holiday time. Man, I'm scared. Like, not for me personally, but I'm scared for what y'all, if y'all around your families, what you're going to hear, because with this political climate, everything going on, the Roni, man, some of these rants, these drunk uncle rants, drunk auntie rants, they're going to be
vicious. I'm sorry. I thought the same thing, Jesse, but he said Roni again.
The Roni.
You calling this some mac and cheese.
It's Roni. It's the that he bought. Shout out to our Italian.
This turkey, it has no ajou to it.
What do you mean?
Oh, shoot.
Nah, Kobe, you're right, because this is really about to be, man, from Deroni, racism, and even the election. Like, all three of that is just one big Italian pasta just waiting to just be just horrible. Seriously, because it's all going to go tie to tie, right? Like, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, if you're really going deep into it, Tony McDade. Then you have the election that's going on with Biden and Harris winning, respectfully president and vice president, but then majority of the Senate and the House is still Republican. And then, you know, you got MAGA marches going on, and then cases are rising up and new confirmed death cases. It's like, damn.
Can I just say something? The irony in the fact that they want to call something the Million MAGA March, I was like, really? The irony.
And they organized, the real irony is that they organized this within like a couple of days and legitimately expected like a million people to show up and stuff. And it got like a couple thousand. And it's like, man, like Black people, when they did the Million Man March, that was years of like planning and all that and organization. Y'all think y'all can just smooth do the same shit that we do, huh?
Them niggas thought they could do Drake numbers, like a million MAGA. We said a million. It's like, no, it's only 1,000 niggas that came. It's like, oh.
So the first thing that we're going to discuss is a very serious topic around here. This can go a couple ways. It might even end some friendships, some family relationships, all that sort of thing.
Shoot, we might make it to the end of this podcast, depending on who answers what.
We might not, Derek. We just might not, Derek.
I don't give a fuck what y'all think now.
You're already defensive because you already know.
You're already coming in hot.
I'm preparing for when Josh tries. Like, when Josh starts talking crazy to me, I just got to be in that mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just
he already turned the heel.
Don't do nothing. Shut up.
No, Derek already got the heel turn. I don't care about what y'all think.
None of you people.
What?
But we go ahead with the what chant.
But no, Josh, what were you saying?
Yes. So, gentlemen, what is the MVP of Thanksgiving food?
So I'll start off since, you know, I love talking about food.
Boo!
Yeah. My fan. I love this.
This is awesome.
This is awful.
This is awful. No, but I'll start off because I'm going to go with what I think would be a very respectable choice, but it has an asterisk next to it. The MVP, in my opinion, of Thanksgiving is, of course, macaroni and cheese. Why does it have an asterisk, Derek? Because the right person has to be making it, y'all. It can't just be anybody up in there serving me Kraft mac and cheese, right? I need the, you know, the crispy edges, you know. It needs to be fire, right? If it's not made right, it ruins the mood, right, of the whole Thanksgiving dinner, right? You know, certain aunties be like, I can make it this year. No, sit down. Look, you need to stay in your lane.
That's a very important point. If you're an auntie and you know you cannot cook at all at these Thanksgiving functions, stay your ass out.
Bring some plates, bring some napkins. Look, just don't touch the food. Just don't touch the food, all right? I need whoever has been making it, you know, every year that we just like, we already know they own it. That's who I need making it. That's who I need. Because macaroni done right, MVP. Like, it's the best tasting thing there. It holds you down. You know, it holds the plate down. Compliments. You can even put it in other things to, you know, add to certain things. And just overall, it's just the MVP, right? Like, it's the most valuable dish. MVD, if you will. So, you know, I definitely.
Whoa.
Hey, let me talk. This is not your time. It's my time. It's my time.
No.
But in all honesty, macaroni is definitely the best one for me every year. It's never failed me, but that's because the right person is making it every time. So
who makes your mac and cheese for your Thanksgiving dinners?
It's actually my mom.
Oh, your mom makes it?
Yep, Mama Smalls. Why did I just add a C? Y'all need to stop calling me Derek Smalls. Now I'm adding an S to my
nigga, you forgot your old last name?
Look, I just called myself Smalls. Like, my last name ain't Smalls.
My name Derek Smalls Jr. Ugh.
But not gonna lie.
Yeah, my
between
mom.
Josh and your display name, I've been confused about your last name since I've known you, man. Because one day it's Smalls, one day it's Small. I don't even know. So I'm glad you clarified after all this time.
People have definitely been adding an S to my last name since at least grade school. Like, I'm going to be honest. So, but yeah, no, nah, definitely. My mom.
They said the S is silent.
Not the S is silent. I'm dead. But yeah, no, my mom makes it, bro. So, you know, it always smacks every year.
Quick story. I'll never forget. I went over to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving. And my other aunt, God rest her soul, she was in charge of the macaroni that year. And I will never forget walking to the back of the kitchen and opening the oven to get my nice plate of macaroni, right? A gooey deliciousness. I'm not pausing on that. And literally, it's not even hard and crusty. It's not even hard and crusty, bro. Like, you can still stir it. Like, it's soup. And she literally had the audacity to put cheese slices on top of the fucking thing. So I'm sitting over here like,
how would they order you?
You bring this in the house on the day of Thanksgiving?
Wait, why was that like a black Italian? That is a black Italian pastor right there.
Giving a word.
This episode gonna be called Black Italians Thanksgiving.
He's Sicilian.
You need to bring in the right macaroni.
I was so blue when she did that, G. I was like, why did you not stick with the greens this year? Like, who said to switch this year? Who said we doing a roster change this year? I thought last year was phenomenal. Why we switching it up now? Yeah, y'all niggas just remembering everything like the 08 Magic. Why?
And it threw it off, right? And it threw off everything, right?
Big trash. Exactly. I love you.
You even just made my point. Look, thank you. Thank you for your story. Yeah, sir. Thank you.
It's more so trauma, but you're welcome.
So, Derek, what are you going to do this Thanksgiving, then?
So, I mean, I may be in the group of people that's at home. I don't know yet. Had a recent thing happen. You know, it's altered my perception of COVID a little bit. So, I'm going to just leave it at that. And, you know, I'll have to have that conversation with my peoples before I drive back to Illinois. So,
I meant mostly in terms of the mac and cheese, but okay. All right.
Right. This just turned into something way
true, better. True.
Perfect. This nigga was being off and got Rona.
Why?
Why do you keep throwing these things in, Jesse?
I'm so sorry, Dre. I'm so sorry, bro.
What's to you tonight?
Dre's gonna wind up having a fight, Jesse one. He gonna pull up on him like, oh boy, pull on Benny the Butcher and be like, hey, man, you gonna keep making my job worse, make it a little harder.
Boom. And what you gonna do? I'm gonna let the podcast be short. You gonna give me a little napkin, clean yourself up.
Y'all just wanna redo that part where he asked me what I'm doing.
No. Cut around it.
Oh my god.
So yeah, what are you gonna do this year for your mac and cheese then?
So she's probably going to make it again, to be honest. I can't cook. You know that. So,
you can. I've seen you make mac and cheese.
I don't know if it would be worthy of serving, though. You can't just make it once and then serve it at the dinner, you know? Like, you got to you got to kind of be in the game first. You know, you got to been in the game a little bit before you try to serve it to
pack. That's fair.
If I eat if I eat it and it tastes nasty, I'm going to just power through it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it didn't.
It is what it is. But I can't give it to my family. They look at me like, this ain't it, Derek. Like,
you got to have a little bit more confidence in yourself then, bro. You said, I remember being on FaceTime with you. You said it smacked.
He said it smacked. He didn't say he think his family smacked.
Look, hey, you know, if they need me to help with whatever, I will. But you know, I may try to get in there for the macaroni. But then again, I know it slaps when she makes it, so you know.
Hey, yo, Josh, remember that time when that nigga made macaroni and like he made too many noodles for the fucking pot and for the cheese sauce? G.
Based on what y'all told me, but I'm gonna just let that sit. Y'all told me to make all of it, but okay.
I'm bad with proportions. I'm gonna be honest with you. So
I said that, Kobe. I had macaroni for like a week. I was sick of it. I was like, I don't want this anymore. It was just sitting in this pan. I was just like, I don't want this at all.
Your noodles to cheese ratio was off.
No, it was good. It was just the fact that it was just so much macaroni for one person. I'm just like, I'm not gonna eat this whole pan. It was like a whole pan of macaroni. I just had to find a way. I didn't even get through like half of it, probably. I probably didn't eat half. But
same.
Yeah. That's mine though. That's mine.
What you got, Jesse? I feel like Jesse got something good. He gonna come with something like under the radar.
I don't. I actually got something that a majority of states, I think, particularly in the South, prefer. I think so. I'm not really sure. I haven't really looked at the map lately. Because every year, the preferred Thanksgiving dish for each state changes. But for me personally, I love turkey. Now, I'm going to put an asterisk on it like Derek, because turkey is so good when it's not dry. Turkey has a limited shelf. Is where when it first pops out the oven, it's juicy, it's delicious. If someone knows how to cook it right, it's juicy, it's delicious, wonderful. It's the next day. That turkey gonna be so dry. Your turkey might be so dry where when you trying to warm it up, you know, you might like get a little driplets of water and put over it to make it moist. But that's probably
no. I'm laughing because I know what you're talking about, but at the same time, I could see you literally just like pouring the turkey juice over before you put it in the oven, the microwave. It's like, come on, seek in, stay moist.
That's always been a staple of my crib, bro. Like, so for anyone that don't know by now, oh God, I can't even go past it.
Wait.
It was the motion, bro. It was the motion because your hands was down here. You was like, stay moist. I was like, hey, time out.
It's the wrong base. Time out, G. It's the wrong base. What are you talking about?
It's the wrong base.
For anybody who knows me, knows, you know, at the
point of time, stay moist.
Oh, we are wilding today.
Oh, Jesus.
See, this is way more entertaining than just sitting on your couch.
I don't care what's going on in the Cowboys game. I don't care what's going on. This is way more entertaining.
Thank you. It's way more entertaining than that Cowboys game. Way more entertaining. There will be Cowboys slander on here on this podcast today. But as many people know, I love pancakes. Pancakes are like my number one food. But it's my number one food mainly because my mother made it for me all the time. That's very similar to turkey because my mom made turkey all the time for Thanksgiving and I was always hooked on it. So that's why turkey is always number one for me. It always reminds me of like all of my favorite Thanksgiving memories. I remember one time I had a really shitty day and my mom made me just a beautiful turkey leg. That just when I picked up the bone, it just fell off. And I was like, all is right in the world. So yeah, turkey's mine.
No, I swear eating good food will put you in a great mood. Like when something tastes exactly how you like want it to, No problems in the world. No problems.
That was hilarious. For me, my MVP is some sweet potatoes. And I knew I had to jump in to get it before Kobe said anything.
I'm a man who appreciate the yams. I really do.
I as well.
I love them.
Love me some yams.
Side note, I still don't have nobody to take to for virtual Thanksgiving. So if you will be more so kind.
It's a little late for that now, but it's the day of.
Yeah.
By the time the pod comes out, it's going to be Thanksgiving Day. So you expecting a day of call right there.
I can find something. We can find somebody on standby. We can try.
You going to call somebody up like a G League player?
after months of rejecting her, hey, we just saw your contract. We think you're a really great fit.
He said a G League player. Hell no, he going to give her a 10-day contract. That's funny as hell.
You mean a two-hour contract.
You say when Black Friday comes, you don't know me no more. Oh, no. Sweet potatoes. Just by the fact of they're delicious. Like, I really don't know how to, like, otherwise get into it. Like, it's a great compliment to the mac and cheese, but the mac is not as volatile as the mac and cheese. Like, you make sweet potatoes, like, there's a very high chance that these are going to be fantastic. And then you got the brown sugar on top. You know, some people put pecans unless that person's, you know, allergic to nuts or whatever like that. Don't do too much and put marshmallows on it. I feel like that's going over the top.
And that's different, but it low-key is good. Fat niggas, all my fat niggas stand up. But it's kind of good. I ain't gonna hold you.
See, here's the thing. Either do marshmallows or brown sugar. I don't need both.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to do both.
live in your truth, Jesse. You better live in your truth.
But yeah, it's a great compliment to the turkey, to the ham, to the mac and cheese, to everything on the plate. It doesn't get everywhere like greens. I'm not a greens person, so that's why I didn't say greens. So it doesn't get like everywhere like the greens juice will. So yeah, like it's sweet potatoes or yams are just they're the best.
Random question before. Oh my bad. Go ahead, Kobe.
No, go ahead, Derek.
I was gonna ask. Y'all let y'all foods touch? Y'all fine with that? I'm just curious.
How else are they going to get on the plate?
So of course.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
What did you say?
Kobe, did you pick up what I said?
I picked up on a little bit, but then I heard some different noise. What did you say?
No, I said I never my hoes touch, so yeah. I never my queen's food touch, what you're talking about. Yeah. All right. You can cut that one out. Yeah. You can cut that one out. But of course I do.
Yeah. No. I was just curious. I know some people really, really hate.
Nigga, you section off your plate?
I didn't say I do.
And he get that plate that already come with a little divider.
that's the after service. That's the after service plate.
You get them like kitty plates with like the animals and shit on them.
The animals and shit. He put his mashed potatoes on the frog eyes. Jesus.
He's like, oh, horsey.
No. Look, I was just asking. Some people are really particular. Some people are actually really particular about that. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not like, oh, yeah, let my food touch. Let's get this. But, like, if it's touching a little bit, like, I'm not mad at it.
It depends on what it is.
It depends on what it is. Greens juice mixed with macaroni, that ain't kind of hitting it for me.
Nah, see, I'm even as a non-green, like when I've had greens before, like that's the thing that has to go on last because it's just going to get into everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But like the mac and cheese and the yams touch, bro, I eat them joints together. You know, put a little bit of mac, put a little bit of sweet potato on, and then eat, man. Maybe throw a little ham on the end of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, let's normalize not just using one plate for Thanksgiving. Let's normalize, you know, have a plate and a bowl so you can at least put, like, the greens in the bowl. If you're a greens person, Josh, you may not run into that issue, but, you know, It's okay to have a plate and a bowl.
Greens just be too tart for me sometimes, bro. Like, I just don't appreciate that.
I can't wait to – damn. Yeah. I'll talk about that because that's – okay.
Because it hits you, like, right back here in the back of the –
nah, it also depends on the type of greens, too, because they could be mustard, it could be turnip, it could be – y'all kind of get the type of household I've been in. So
Yeah. No. Like, I get that. Like, there's times where I'm like, oh, this is decent. But there's been times where it's like, bro, this is really fucking tart. Like, god damn. Like,
bro, I remember somebody tried to pass Glory Greens on me and said, these are homestyle greens. I almost slapped the shit out of them.
Now that I've adequately stolen your thunder, Kobe, what is
No, so did Jesse. Cause I was gonna say turkey, just for the same reason Jesse did. Josh, all about add about sweet potatoes is that it's also versatile. Like, you can do yams, you can do a souffle kind of thing. Shoot, sweet potato pie. Like, come at me. Like, you get sweet potatoes are so useful on Thanksgiving. I mean, if you're into that, if you want to. If you're into that, then go ahead. But yeah, that's why I love
this nigga be cooking. We gotta treat him like he in a High School Musical and shit. No. Stick to the trap, you know.
Oh shit. But you know what? I'm gonna go with rolls.
Oh, just, that's a good one.
I'm gonna go with rolls. It can be a Hawaiian roll, it can be any different kind of rolls. I don't usually eat Hawaiian rolls for Thanksgiving. I don't even know what the roll, I can't even tell you off the top of my head that I do for Thanksgiving, but if you get good rolls, I mean, it's hard. First off, it's hard to mess up rolls. Second off, it's so easy, so consistent if you do it right. Like, and it just goes. It goes. I mean, it doesn't even have to go with anything. It just goes. Like, you can just pick it up. It's a roll. You can have a bunch of them. Be consistent. It's simple. Just keep it on lock. I have never in my life been to a Thanksgiving dinner and somebody was serving rolls and they didn't hit. And it's because it's just so simple. You don't even have to make it yourself. Just go to, get some frozen rolls, maybe put a little butter on them, throw them in the oven, low stress, low maintenance, easy, tastes great, and you have a bunch of them.
I'll get into it later. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, rolls are in the same category as sweet potatoes, and that, I rarely have heard anyone say that they have had a terrible roll. I've never had that.
Yo, if you fuck up rolls, if you fuck up rolls at Thanksgiving, there's a special place in hell for you. You are not seeing the gates.
Because all you have to do, to Kobe's point, is just buy them, take them out, and put butter on them.
Yeah, I'm not even saying
that. If you find a way to mess up a Hawaiian roll, bruh.
And the great thing about rolls is that you can, if you do a Hawaiian roll, or even if you got rolls, you can slice it in half, put some turkey in the middle. I mean, I'm not personally
Turkey.
You just made my point. Look.
I'm not even the person that eats cranberry sauce like that, but you could do turkey cranberry sauce, put it like a sandwich.
You can put legitimately anything in that.
That's a slider, bro. That's a Thanksgiving slider. What is your phone?
Yeah, that's why rolls are the MVP, man. Makes sense.
Hey, White Castle picked up on that. They said, oh, shit, nigga, we going to buy all them Hawaiian rolls, bro. I know what we exactly.
All right, so we going to get the rolls. We going to make the shit cheap, right? We going to give them – we going to be open late because we know they finna be high when they come here. And that's our business model. No chicken nuggets, chicken rings, nigga. Think.
I remember Josh sat there in the drive-thru with me and ordered 20. I was like, damn, this nigga hungry?
And I ate all 20 of them.
I was like,
shit. Hold on, side note. Don't you go up for White Castles? They'd be like, it's not, can I get a large onion ring? It's, can I get a sack of onion rings?
Bro, their sizing is so weird on the chicken ring. Because it goes from can I get 5? Can I get 9? Can I get 20? It's like, bro,
there's no way.
It's all fucking odd numbers, right? It's not, and then 20.
20, bro? Damn. By 17, I'm like, all right, man, come on.
It was like, here's 5. Okay, here's 4. All right, fat ass, 20.
But no, we just got MVP down. I'm more interested in the sixth man, the sixth side, I guess the ultimate side dish of Thanksgiving. What's the one side dish? I mean, you guys kind of touched on sweet potatoes, mac and cheese. Those are kind of side dishes, but what's the one that you're like, hey, if this main dish ain't hidden, we're gonna probably be a little bit more side dish today. What's that one side dish you're reaching for?
Man, I'll never forget, bro. That one side dish for me was like, you know, like my main girl was acting up, but then like my side girl, that was the way.
I knew he was gonna go there.
I knew he was going there, and the joke still landed.
it still got me. I can't lie.
But for me, it will be cranberry sauce. And I'm saying that in particular because the second my second MVP just, or like my runner up for MVP is dressing. If you mix cranberry sauce with dressing for me, my nigga, it is a different ballpark game. Or if you make the little sliders like we was alluding to before, you know, it's a different ballpark game for me. It is cranberry sauce. Because I was going to say greens, but now I thought about it. I was like, I can't just say greens. Because there's different greens. Like, you might, people who don't know how to fucking cook them might put glory greens, or they might do, you know, or they might not wash their greens or know how to wash them because they might get gritty. You might do mustard. You might do turnip bottoms with your turnip greens, or you might mess around and, or you might mess around and mess up those greens all together. So it's not really like one green you can consistently go to, but like cranberry sauce is. Everybody damn near got a can of Ocean Spray, G. So it's just like, it's just consistent.
I said it earlier, I'm not a huge cranberry sauce fan. My brother is, or my brother's is at least. So I can't relate, but I'm at least off the dressing part. Dressing was going to be my answer. I absolutely love dressing. Maybe it's because dressing you can only, you really only eat during Thanksgiving. Or if you don't, like you may eat it like a couple times a year. But dressing is just so damn good. If you get the cook it right, I could eat. It could be my main dish, to be honest with you. It could be the main course. If the turkey ain't right, and I'm not gonna lie, I've been having some great turkey in recent years, and even so, a little bit of ham. But if for some reason we're out of turkey, out of ham, which never happens. But even if you are, the dressing. Just get some dressing. Get some mac and cheese. Maybe some greens. Right there. But the dressing. That's the one right there.
I know. Y'all notice how, like, it's such a cultural and regional difference between dressing and stuffing? This is a big difference between the two.
Like, okay, I'm not a big one of either, but stuffing? No. It's like, yeah, we're going to put this up the turkey's butt and cook it in the oven with it. It's like, no, I'm good. I'm good on that.
I'm like, right, y'all thumbing the turkey? Like, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all thumbing the turkey? This is, like, y'all... y'all hearty motherfuckers are the reason why we got this thing going on in social media culture where it's like, who's stirring the macaroni and cheese in the kitchen, bro? Y'all are the reason for this.
Oh,
cut
this turkey shit
out. Cut it out.
He said y'all thumbing the mac and... No, the turkey. Oh, no.
Oh, I mean, no. Essentially they are, if we're going to be honest. Like, essentially, think about it, they are, but...
Derek, what is your sixth man? Oh, God.
Can I be different for a second and, like, not necessarily talk about a side, but a dessert?
I swear to God, is this going where I think this is going?
No, no.
Where do you think I'm going?
Oh, no. Jesus.
Derek, I swear to God.
I didn't even say it yet, and y'all coming
from... You are staying up the conservative one. No, in the
say it. Say it. Say it.
Pound cake.
Oh. 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 Wait. Were we all thinking he was going to say banana pudding?
Yes, 100%. 100%. Okay. 100%.
I threw y'all off, because I knew that's exactly what y'all thought I was going to say.
Shout out to the banana pudding gang. You know, we love y'all, but it's...
No, we don't.
I don't have time. I don't have time to go through that with Josh tonight. So, no, I decided...
Yeah, our last episode.
I decided to go with pound cake. Just because, like, you know, when you're done eating dinner, you know, you need that little break time, you know, before you hit the dessert section. But, you know, once you pick up that piece of pound cake and, you know, it just ends the night off for you.
Oh, boy.
Like, whenever you know, you may still be watching football at that time, you know, whatever game is on. But it just ends off your night. You had all that good food for dinner, and then you have a nice little piece of cake for dessert, and you're good to go. Like, pound cake has never failed me, like, at all. Like, I've always had it, you know, right after, or not right after eating, but after eating, and then I've been, look, then the itis hits, you know, and it's over from there. So
pound cake is so weird because it's like, it's technically dry. Like, you don't have, like, if you don't have to put a frosting over it, but it's like, it's just like, here it is. And you think it's a plain ass cake. You're like, bro, this stuff can be dry. You eat it, you like, it's moist.
It's good. It's flavorful. It looks dry. On the outside, it looks very dry. It looks very dry.
It looks like bread.
It does. It looks like somebody, it looks like some thick ass bread.
when you bite into it, look, it's amazing. So I definitely, and a close second after that would be, don't know if y'all ever had this at y'all's family functions, but like 7-Up cake.
Oh.
R.I.P. Griffin. Hell yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a close second. Pound cake for sure. Yeah.
I've had it before. I don't usually eat it regularly, but I have had it before, and it's really good. And let me say, my uncle makes some of the best pound cake out there, because it's not like, to you guys' point about how pound cake can be, it looks dry. I think he puts like some kind of glaze over it, but it's like a really like small layer of it. And it's a lemon pound. I think it's a lemon pound. I haven't had it in a while. I don't think he's made it in a while. Or at least I haven't been around him for Thanksgiving in a while. But,
man, hey, that was Kobe. Hey, Kobe, why you saying that, bro? This is, like, upcoming Chicago bakery. This upcoming bakery in Chicago, it's called Cakes by Maury. It's really good, G. Like, this dude, like, can really make. I remember I ordered from this man, like, a lemon pound cake. And, like, this man went all out with it, bro. He gave me a nice fluffy pound cake. He gave me like the nice little frosting on top, the nice little orange lemon zestes. I was like, nigga, this is pretty impressive for like an up and coming cake, like up and coming like bakery, bro. This is nice. So check them out. It's a black owned business. Cakes by Maury. It's really dope.
We're at
my house.
Josh's house.
Shout out to Pops.
Damn, you got me.
No, like he no. Look, he's actually that ass. Like, my dad does do that as
his dad can.
No, I believe you because I know your dad can cook. Or I guess that's baking, but still,
it's yeah, same thing.
What you?
Hey, nigga, was that a ghost?
I don't know what's going on over here, bro.
Hey, before the ghost comes back out, what you got for your?
Well, all I'm gonna say is like I feel Derek on a level because like, but. See, my family is big, so I think last year we had like, I want to say like 35, 40 people in the house. So like, yeah, so first of all, ain't no leftovers the next day. We do like a fish fry. I've never experienced the whole like, yeah, we're eating Thanksgiving leftovers for 3 days. Like, just don't happen here. But then we have like a huge assortment of desserts. So I don't know if I could even pick my favorite. Like, we'll have pound cake, the pies, you know, apple, pumpkin, sweet potato, blondies, brownies, carrot cake, like all like the entire nine. I was gonna say my sixth man is actually what you said, Kobe, for your MVP in the Hawaiian rolls, because if everything else fails, if the mac don't look good, if the turkey dry, there's no ham to get, you know, there's barely any sweet potatoes or whatever, I can just load up on Hawaiian rolls and feel somewhat satisfied.
You like, say you're gonna take a plate of you're gonna take a plate of rolls.
I swear to God, I'll take a plate of rolls and just be like, all
right. Josh, we're going all those rolls, don't worry about it.
Hey, where all the rest of the food go?
No, that's valid, man. That's a solid six man. Cause like I said, kind of like sweet potatoes, versatile too. Like you can eat them by themselves. You can make it a sandwich.
Y'all think I'm tripping? Like I legitimately, because there's always so many people for Thanksgiving. Usually, I would legitimately like when we stand around the prayer, I would get like a position near like wherever the table was to feed ourselves. They'd be like, "All right, go dig in." I'd be like the second or third person in line. I'd be like, well, you know, I mean, I guess this is just, you know.
Smart.
That's some Isaiah Thomas shit. You really pulled that Isaiah Thomas bullshit. You're like, I don't know. I don't know what happened with all the roles. When we got done
praying. That way I get to look at everything first. You know, I get the first of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to, like, get the leftover mac and cheese. Nah. I figured that out when I was, like, 16. I was like, this is going to be my strategy going forward.
Smart man. Smart man. Now I'm a determined, but no matter what I eat, I don't even have big Thanksgiving dinners like that, especially this year. I don't think it's going to be like that, but I haven't had a big...
I don't think all of us are doing that, Kobe. I'm just going to throw that out there.
At least all of us on the pod.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of yous. Whenever we get older and, like, Jesse and Derek, like, all of us are having things, like, that's going to be the most fun Thanksgiving. Like, Jesse's going to be the drunk uncle off of Crown.
When I was, we were talking about drunk uncles, I was thinking about Jesse. Like, I was tempted to say, Jesse, you're going to be that drunk one. Like,
but what's going to be funny is he's not spending off bullshit. He's going to be spending off, like PhD level shit.
Literally going to be, he's going to be telling them, like, actual, like, school facts. They're going to be going back to school. Teacher going to be like, how do you know that?
Like, but it's true, teacher. Chicken and waffles was really inspired by African American men.
My Uncle Jesse told me that.
I don't need to listen to you, nigga. I could drop out and that Uncle Jesse teach me. It's like, what?
It's bullshit.
I would have called that like, hey, nigga, no. From all the stuff that you've been talking about, you know, from the MVP dish, the six-man dish, to, you know, talking about your time with your family, I just want to know, like, what are you most thankful for?
And especially in a year like this, that's been so strange and... I mean, that's not a lie. That's been pretty bad on so many fronts. Just being thankful for loved ones, family, friends, good health above all else, being blessed by the Lord, because this year has been rough. And I know for some of us personally, we've experienced just how rough it can be. So just to have family around, be loved by family, friends like you guys, it's something that I'm even more thankful for in a year like this because of everything else that's happened in the past, 9-10 months. It makes me even more grateful.
Yeah, that's definitely real, and I feel the same way. I felt very blessed to have family to stay with when I first moved out here to take a job, and, you know, I didn't have to worry about rent and all that kind of stuff for real, especially living out in the DMV area where rent is like really crazy, and really just getting my feet underneath me as I'm starting my first job and, you know, getting a little bit of money and learning how to manage and all that kind of stuff. But definitely in a year like this, like Kobe said, where, you know, I'm around family every day, essentially. Not essentially, well, I am. Like, I'm around my family every single day. And for me, as someone who is very big on quality time and you know, physical touch and all that kind of stuff, for me to actually be around people that I can, you know, love on and all that kind of thing. And it means a lot to me. And additionally, this podcast, and, you know, I'll obviously all my close friends, but this podcast is especially because this is something that, you know, we have been talking about for a while. And to see this come to fruition and to see this do what it is, and, you know, we're getting listeners and engagements and people saying like, oh, this is, you know, you guys are, we can see that you guys have a good rapport and all that kind of stuff. And even past all that, for us to even just be able to sit down and to talk with one another and to, like, even virtually see one another, like, that doesn't go unnoticed for me. Like, that's very big for me. So I'm definitely thankful for you guys, especially. Like, I really love y'all. So
we love you too. Well, I can't speak for Derek and Jesse. I don't know what they would say, but I love you too.
No, man, I don't like this guy. Nah, look.
I never liked you either, Derek.
I hate you.
Nah. This Sunday is going to be you and me in a steel cage.
You would be the type to throw me off the cage and I just crash through a table. That would happen. That'd be something.
It's like, oh, look, you imagery. Won, buddy. Good job.
The imagery of Josh just throwing Derek off 25-foot cage through a table.
Oh, no!
not even like the tables from WWE, but like the tables, like the plastic tables you can pick up, the same ones that the Bills fans jump on top of.
Oh, damn.
Oh, fuck no.
Nah, I mean, you all have pretty much touched on a lot of stuff that I agree with, like, for real. Like, I think more than anything, probably, like, family has been a huge value, you know, just because of like people can't see them as often anymore. You know, you have to kind of watch yourself now, and just having time to be able to see people, even if it's over Zoom or FaceTime, you know, I've enjoyed that, you know, talking with you all, you know, all the time, you know, this podcast, everything like that. I really do appreciate just like all my friends for real, like the support that I have. Like I was talking to Josh about this the other night, just how I feel like I have solid people around me and the people that will push me for the better, whether it be good or bad, like whether I want to hear it or not. So like, I appreciate that for sure. But then something else that I kind of, I'm trying to go into like the end of the year with a different mindset around this and even continued into 2021 is having like some sense of direction. Like I'm thankful for that. And kind of just knowing what I essentially kind of want to do and having a job, you know, for one, when a lot of people don't during this pandemic, like I'm able to work with high school students and help them, you know, achieve their goals and follow their dreams. And just knowing that, like, I have a network of people who can help me even get to the next step and like help me, like consult with me about the direction I want to go in. I definitely have taken it for granted, I think, during this like time, but I'm definitely gonna make sure I try to tap in more and just appreciate even having a job. Because, you know, we wake up and we always be like, man, skip this job. You know, I don't want to go today. I don't want to do this. But to even have one in this time is definitely a blessing. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I started this year broke because I didn't have a job. I was fresh out of undergrad. I started this year broke. I started this year massively overweight. I started this year also patiently waiting to find out who's going to be my grad home for the next 5 years, as well as looking for finding. On top of that, I lost my sweet aunt, and I lost my sweet aunt, my boy who I call my closest brother. We lost his mother, and I also lost two of my homies. And so this has been like a really tough year. You know, with everything going on in the background with the election, everything going on with racism and COVID. And it just really, really took a lot. But even through all that, I'm just thankful for this year, man. I really am so thankful for this year. I've had so many great opportunities this year to just finally come out of my shell and just be myself and have more bonding experiences with my friends and with my family, which y'all, I think we all grew more as a brotherhood. And that's including, pardon me, that's including Devin, that's including Lou, that's including Ross, that's including Payne, that's including Leah, that's including Rebecca, that's even including Kat, that can include Z, you know, that includes all of them. And, you know, I'm just really so thankful for that I actually got the time to, during this, all this, you know, still found the time to actually get to understand the people that I call my friends every day. You know, my loved ones, Ebony, Latil, you know, like one of, I got a beautiful baby nephew now out of all this year. I finally found my home at Michigan State, and I found out I'm a university fellow, which is one of the most prestigious fellowships there. And now I'm working on my my PhD, and I'm working more so on environmental disparities that impact low-income marginalized communities. But I'm doing that more so trying to find a spatial distribution of diseases and other environmental and public health issues. Like, I started this year without shit, and I lost a lot of shit. And I'm ending this year strong. And, you know, I get on this podcast, and I laugh, and I joke. You know, I come on here and I talk about, you know, like all the wild shit I do and all that. But best believe behind the scenes, nigga, I was crying. Best believe that. Because I ain't really had shit to start this year. And to really feel like I really have nothing, to really feel like I was really going nowhere, and to really feel as though I got a sense of direction now. Like, this is the making of a 3-year run, my nigga. This is really big for me. So I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for my friends and family, for real.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Talk that talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We love to see it. We love to see it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, Derek hit on this a little bit, but I'm very blessed to have friends like you guys in a way that like everybody's doing something, man. Like I can look at everybody and they're doing their fucking thing. Like Jesse's in a PhD program and working and leads workouts with the, like he works out like 2 or 3 times a day. Like he's on top of like everything that he's doing. Like Derek, you're working with, you know, kids in high school and all that, and really be an example for them, knowing that, like, you know, you're underpaid and overworked, but still showing up and be like, yo, if you need help with ACT or whatever, like, you know, I got you. And Kobe is down there making his own name for himself in the journalism world and being versatile and covering soccer and, you know, whatever, like, and doing everything that they asked them for, so, or ask from you. And it's really just, you know, like Jesse said, Lou, you know, Lou's been moving around the country doing engineering. Devin is on his own, you know, path. Like everybody, you know, Ross is out there on his own grind with the like trying to get into the NBA world of basketball and all that kind of stuff. Like everybody's on their own grind. So I'm really definitely thankful because y'all push me, like, you know, I know I push you guys, but y'all push me to like make sure I'm up to snuff with everything.
And can we end this before we cry? For all of us here at the It's Just Joe's podcast, spit Groovy Joe.
Yes. So from all of us, we hope that you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving with whomever you're spending it with. Please be safe. And thank you for allowing us into your home on this holiday. So for Jesse Pink, for Derek Small, for Kobe Price, thank you guys for listening. Thank you to Dre for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Thank you to King Boy and Jay Alizier for the outro music. We appreciate you, sirs. And you guys have a wonderful holiday. We'll catch you guys next time.
Peace. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you listeners.
We are. We really are. We wouldn't be shit without y'all, for real.